Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Chris Garrotta, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is in the garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13. Jesus said, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times. Here ends the reading. Today is Good Friday, a day that bridges the sacred preparation of Holy Week with the celebration of the resurrection. Today, we remember Jesus' crucifixion. And every year, without fail, I'm asked why we call this day good. When I was a child, I remember thinking that Good Friday had a particularly heavy feel. It seemed like a day when we had to be extra serious and extra somber. I got the sense that it was not a day to joke, a day not to be silly, but rather a day to be quiet and reflective. So, what's so good about that? Now, for many of us, we might have kept that initial impression of Good Friday from our childhood. We know today is serious and profound, but perhaps we're not quite sure why that makes today good. Answering the question, why do we call this day good, is subject to many different interpretations. Although we can approach this answer in many valid ways, I think the best answer roots themselves in the same truth. Today, the promise of God is fulfilled, and that is very good news. God promises that we are not alone, that we have never been alone, and that we will never be alone. Throughout our tradition history, God has reminded humanity of his presences in countless ways. The stories that are told in the Bible are connected by the thread of God's promise of presence, and today is no different. At this point in Jesus' ministry, he challenged the world too much. His life represented love and grace and inclusion and healing, and all of that done by God who is and always will be holy love. The world just couldn't handle Jesus. The broad way in which Jesus lived left too much uncertainty, too much space, and so those who were invested in the power structure of the world wanted him to be silenced. Today, we remember the moment when human selfishness and fear seems to have won. Today, we remember the moment God incarnate gave himself over to suffering and death. And today, we remember that the story is not over. In the darkness of our church, in the darkness of our clothes, in the darkness of the cloud that seems to hover over this day, we are reminded that darkness is only dark until the light breaks through. We remember that Jesus has died, but we know that Jesus will return. We know that the light will break through the darkness and that hope will cast away all fear. We remember that God's promise is very, very real. Now for you and me, the promise of God is a shot in the arm. We can be filled up by God's promise, filled up to face any pain and any fear in the world with faith and hope. You and I know all about pain. We know about exhaustion and uncertainty, and we know loss all too well. And into all of that darkness steps the hope and promise of God through Christ. In just a couple days, we will celebrate the power of the resurrection with all the beauty we can muster. So today, just sit. Just sit at the foot of the cross Today, don't rush away from the quiet darkness of the tomb. Jesus has indeed come to save us from the pain of the world, but for all of us, the pain is still very real. Instead of trying to sweep that pain under the rug, embrace the pain and the heartbreak and the anxiety and the failure of this life, knowing that God is with you. Today, we remember that when we hit the bottom holds because God has already gone ahead of us. Today, when we sit in the darkness, we know that it's always darkest before the light. The light of Christ is with us, and that promise is very true. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.